So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Shimshi Bateva V'kulam Laku. There are three people who had relations in the Teva, and they all were struck. Kelev Orei V'cham, the dog, the raven, and Cham. Kelev Nikshar, the dog was Nikshar. That seems that after relations, is the way the some of Farshim explained, Ben Yoyada, that after relations, it wasn't able to escape from the mate, the female. Ben Yoyada, the Yad Ramah also explains that maybe it was that the punisher was that now we tied in chains so that it doesn't damage, doesn't harm others. Then that was a direct punishment from this, from the Teva. Orev, rock, so the raven, its semen, I guess, will be spit from its mouth to the female. It doesn't have relations like other creatures. And Cham, laka ba'oro. So Cham was punished with its skin, that Cush came from him, and then his skin was darkened. Vayishalach es hayona me'ito, and he sent the bird from him, from him. The rosa kelim hamayim. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, mikan shidirasim shel ofos torim im hatzadikim. We see from here that because the passage says vayishalach es hayona me'ito from him, so it means that the Yonah, the dove, was on the same level as Noah. Vine ale zayis teref b'fiha. So there was this olive branch, a leaf, an olive leaf that was in its mouth. Amar v'lazar. Amar Yonah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, yu menizona asayim roim kazayis u'mesurim b'yadecha, v'ayu mesukim kidvash u'mesurim b'yad basar v'dam. I'd rather that my food should be bitter like an olive and given over to you, that I can collect it by myself, and not, and rather it be sweet like honey and given to mankind. I want to rely on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it was in, when the dove was in the teva, so then Noah would give the bird, the dove, its food. That's what we say in the benching. We say that we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that v'na'at tatzricheinu Hashem elkeinu lo lidei manas basar v'dam. We don't want our food to come from the hands of basar v'dam. Kiim liyadcham le'apsucha. We want direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My mashma asked the Gemara to hide tariff, leash in the bizoni. How do you know what the word tariff refers to food? That Shlomo asked that Hashem should give him his food, and that's tariff. So as it, they went with families. They went by families and not individually. So every family went by itself. They weren't all mixed together. And they went back to the Beshech Chachma points out in Phrases Perchevs Pasigates that the whole land was cursed. Right? The whole land was Hishchis Kol Basar. Everyone was mating with other different types of species, but when they left, they all left and they were with their own species. Amar Rabbi. Another explanation of the Torah on the Torah says that what it means is they went out Lemishbachosam means they went out just to have families, the animals reproduced, and then they died afterwards. Similarly, the Chachmas Noach says that animals only were let into the teva because they created families for the continuation of the world. Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna Amar Eliezer L'Shem Rabba. Eliezer said to shame. He wants to hear stories from the Mabul. See the Mishkol Semi Yotzim Min HaTeva says that they left from the teva with families. Atun Heichan Havisun. How were you able to prepare food for each animal? So Shame said back to Eliezer, he said, yeah, there would be a lot of trouble in the Teva. An animal that typically ate, we had to feed during the day, we fed during the day. An animal that we typically feed at night, we fed at night. Hi Zikasa, lo havayada abba malcha. There was this creature called Zikasa, Zikis, and father didn't know how to feed it. One time, Noach said he was cutting a pomegranate. Nafal talatamina, a worm came out of the pomegranate of Akhla, and the Zikis ate the worm. Mikan Vela, from then on, have a gabal la chizra. He would collect or knead together a lot of bread and water. Kimasa, when it get wormy, Akhla, so this Zikisa would eat the worms. The Gemara continues and says, Arye Ishasa Zinsei, a lion that had a fever. So sometimes the fever, quote unquote, satiates it. Meaning when an animal has a fever, or even a human being has a fever, they lose its appetite. Damarav lo betzir mishisa v'lo tfei mitreisa zayne ishisa, that a fever, quote unquote, nourishes someone between 6 and 12 days. Meaning, for someone gets a fever, they are sick and they lose their appetite for this amount of time. Why is the Gemara telling us this? The Gemara is telling us this that that Hashem, the Marsha points out that Hashem caused the lion one time struck. There's a Medrash says that the lion struck Noach when it didn't have his food on time. So, but according to this Gemara, the lion had a fever the whole time that it was in the Teva, and therefore Noach didn't have to worry about feeding it. The Gemara continues, says Orish Orshina. There's this bird called Orshina. Ashkechina Abba Degane Besafna de Tevusa. Father found it when it was sleeping in its room. Amarle Lobais Mezone. He said to the bird, you don't want food. Amarle Chazisich Tahava Trita. I see you're troubled. You're very busy. You're feeding all the animals. Amina Lo Atzarcha. I don't want to trouble you. Amarle Noach said back to this bird. Yeh Rava Lo Tamus Shinemar. Vomer Im Kini Agvava Chachola Arbe Yamim. May it be God's will that you should never die. And he brings a pasuk from Eov that the chol is that this creature should live, for endless days, or doesn't die, or lives a long time, like the sand, right? Just the sand has many days. I'm sorry, that the chol, I apologize, that the chol will have, that this type of creature, it's called the chol, will not die ever, or will live a long time. So, and again, was it a bracha that he's giving? Some of us say he was giving the bracha, and others say that he was simply, mentioning about he was saying what was the reality. This lasted a long time. This creature would live a long time. In any case, Amar Chida Bar Lui Amar Shem Rabba Leliezer. Shem said to Eliezer, "Kias Alicha Malcha Mitzrach Amarav Asunei Chavidite." When you fought the four kings, so how'd you do it? How'd you when Avram went to attack the kings, the four kings with their armies who captured Lot. So how were you successful? What'd you do? Amalei, Eliezer said, I say Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Avram v'osvine miyamine. Shem took Avram and he placed him to his right side. V'hava shidin ba'afra v'hava charbe. And we threw dirt and it turned into swords. Gilei v'hava gire. And we threw straw and it turned into arrows. Shinam HaZepal says, Mishmael Dov, Numa Shem, L'adoni, Shev L'mini, Ad Hashi Soivecha, Adum L'Galecha. So you hear that Hashem placed Avram Limino to his right side. And it's written, Mihayir b'mizrach tzedek yikurehu l'raglo, yitin l'fun of goy m'lachu yard, yitin kefar charbo kakash nidav kashto. So from the east comes Avram. He came from Aram Narayim, which is in the east. And he will make his swords, he will turn the afar, the dust, into swords, and the straw into arrows. Again, I think there's a machlokus that we've shown him, and how to understand this. Did they actually turn into arrows, or did they have the same effect as arrows? In any case, it was successful in defeating the enemy, miraculously. Nachamish Gamzu, Havaragio, the Chol, the Hava Solka, Le, Omar Gamzu Latova. So Nachamish Gamzu, whenever something happened to him, he would always say Gamzu Latova. And interesting, why is he called Nachamish Gamzu? The Aruch, right, and he's from a town called Gimzo. But the Marsha points out that that's a little strange, because the Gemara here says, why is it called Gamzu? Because he always said Gamzu Latova. This is also for the good. Yomachad Bo Yisrael, Lishadure Doran Lekesar. So one day, the Jewish people went to send a gift to the Caesar. However, they said, but they managed, who should we send it to? So who should we use to send it to? So Nishader Bade Nachamish Gamzu. So let's send it with Nachamish Gamzu, the Meluman Benisim, who he knows all about miracles. In other words, it's based on this, the Menachem say that they were trying to bribe the Caesar to annul a decree. So they want to send someone who was known for his miracles. Ki matalahu diura, when he reached an inn, ba lemevas, he wanted to stay there for the night. Amri le, the people, the innkeeper said, Maika badach, what do you have with you? Amri lehu, kam avina kraga le kesar, I'm bringing a tax for the Caesar. Again, probably because he was someone who was, knew all, he was someone who miracles happened to him, he wasn't afraid to say that. So at night, they woke up at night, they opened his bags, and they took everything that was in the bags, and they filled it with dirt. So when he reached the place of the Caesar, now Ishtachach Avra, they opened it up and they found that it was dirt. Now some of Farshim say that he didn't realize that they put dirt in his bags, right? Because if he would have said, what's going on here? But there are some of Farshim who said that the Gevurah Sari said that he didn't know when he left the inn that they had stolen from him. But the Yad Ramah said that he knew. He was someone who he had miracles, so he said, "Gamzo Torah, they stole my jewels and they replaced it with dirt. It's all for the best." He was such a man of miracles, so he's willing to go to the Caesar with it. So Amar, so Caesar sees the dirt, and what does he say? He says, "The Jews are laughing at me. They brought him out to kill him." Amar, he said, "Gamzul Tov, it's all for the best." So Eliyahu appeared like to the officers, like he was one of them. Amar, who he said to them, "Dilma hay Afram Avinu." Maybe this is like the dirt of Avram Avinu. To have a kashadi Afram, that he would throw the dirt and it turn into swords. Gilev v'havagire, he would throw straw and it would turn into arrows. They tried it out, and that's what happened. There was a town or a province that they weren't able to capture. So they threw the dirt against this town, and they were able to conquer it. Ginza, they brought Nachum Ishgamdu to the treasury of the king. Amru, they said, "Take whatever you want." So he filled it up. He filled up his bag with gold. When he returned to the same inn, Amru. The innkeepers were like astonished. He's still there. What'd you bring to the king? He said to them, "Whatever I took from here, I brought it there." So they thought, "Oh my gosh, miraculous dirt. We'll bring it ourselves." So they took the dirt, they brought it to the king, and but the king killed them because it did not turn into arrows, and they thought that he was mocking them. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Dora flaga elam chelamabah." The generation of dispersion, the generation, the Dora flaga, that tried to build the tower, they don't have a portion of what to come. Mayavod, what do they do? Amru devei Rav Shila. So the base master of Shila says, they said, "Nivna migdal, let's build a tower. Vanala larakia, let's ascend to the heavens, to the sky. Vanake also bekardumos. And we will smite the sky with axes, so that we can, so the water will flow and rain will fall." So one way to understand this is that they thought that they could control the rain. They want to control the rain. That when they break a hole in the sky, that they can determine when rain would fall. That's one opinion. That's the Yad Rabbah. The Be'er Sheva said no. That maybe by doing this, by smiting the Shemayim, then the water will be drained, and there won't be any more water left for a flood to happen to the world again. So the people in Eretz Yisrael laughed at this suggestion. Im kein livnu acha batur. If they really want to build a tower to get to the sky, why they build it in? They should have built it in a mountain because they lived in a valley, the Shinar. Where they were living was in a valley. They should have built it on a hill. Rav Bar Elazar says, "Nechlaku l'shalosh kitos." So these people divided into three groups. One group said, "Let us ascend to the top of the tower, and we will live there. So if there's a mabul, if there's a flood, but we're going to be very high up, so we won't." We'll be able to survive. V'achas Omer, so one group said, "Let's go to the top of the tower and worship by an idol." V'achas Omer, so one said, "Nale v'nasim milchama, let's ascend and wage war against God." So Zo Shomer, Nale v'neshev Sham, the group that said, "Let's ascend and live there," Hafitzan Hashem, Hashem just scattered them. The group that said, let's wage war against God, Nasu Kofim Veruchos Vishadim Velili. When they were punished, they were turned into monkeys and spirits and demons and these creatures that looked like humans, but they had wings. And in fact, the Shevet Musar wants to say that, in fact, the monkeys were originally human beings. And he points out that you know, we know that monkeys are very similar to human beings. So, and in fact, the Melech Shlomo writes that, and so some say this happened by the Dor HaFlaga. There's another tradition that the Dor Mabul, that people turned into monkeys and elephants. It says because monkeys look like human beings and elephants understand people's language. So at some point, the human beings turned into these animals. This is like the opposite of the theory of evolution. In any case, that's what's how some of Farshim understand this. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that the group that wanted to worship idolatry, so Kishon Bala Hashem Svas Kaloretz, Hashem caused them to mix up the land. They couldn't understand each other. They lost the power to understand each other. The Iyun Yaakov writes that because he says that the group that says that they turned into monkeys, into animals, into spirits, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants shalom, wants peace, right? He desires peace. And man was created from the upper level and the lower levels, but now there is no peace because they are waging war against. And so then Hashem's going to separate them so that there's not going to be a union of upper and lower level. So you have these creatures that are only lower level and creatures only upper level. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Kulum L'Shem Vos Chachamim Niskanu. They all wanted to worship idolatry. All the groups. Ksiv Halka, it's written over here, Nasalanu Shem. Let us make a name for ourselves. Ksiv Hasim, it's written over there. By Avodah Zarah, V'Shem Elhim Achim Lo Tzadkiru. Malahana Vos Chachamim, Afkan Vos Chachamim. Just like it says, V'Shem Elhim Achim, it's referred to idolatry. It's also Nasalanu Shem, also applies to idolatry. Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, or Yochanan says, Migdal Shlish Nisraf, Shlish Nivla, Shlish Kaya. The tower that the people of Bavel built, the top third was burnt, the middle third was swallowed, the bottom third was swallowed up, and the middle third remained. The reason is because the one that just wanted to live on top, they shouldn't be punished. Right? The Maharal writes that the one that just wanted to live on top, so that remained. It's not so bad what they wanted to do. The group that wanted to wage war, so they were swallowed up. They're like they want to cause machlokas. So just like Korach and his group was swallowed up, so that part of the tower was swallowed up. And the group that wanted to worship Avodah Zarah was burnt. That part of the tower was burnt. That's what you do with Avodah Zarah. Because God is Esh Ochla. He's a quote-unquote a jealous God, and he will exact punishment with fire. The Gemara continues. Gemara says that Omar Rav Avir Migdal Mishakeach, the heir of the tower of Bavel, causes people to forget. What's the purpose of that? The Yad Ramah said that maybe after this, let's say the first group, the Hashem caused them not to understand each other, maybe another group would come and try to build a tower. So for the heir of this area was made people forget and not understand each other. Arav Yosef Yosef says, Bavel Borsis, Simon Ra'al Torah. A place is called Bavel, a place is called Borsif. It's a bad sign for the Torah. My Borsif, what does it mean, Borsif? Amravasi Bor Shafe, it's a pit that its waters are empty. Meaning if you go there, you're going to be emptied from your Torah study. Now obviously when it says Bavel, you're going to forget your Torah. There's a Talmud Bavli. There's a whole Talmud that was many, many rabbis studied Torah in Bavel. So this refers to one town in Bavel.